Hello everyone, you're very welcome to the latest audio walk from Open Country with me, Tom. You join me on a very wintry day today. It's actually the beginning of April as I record this, but I'm actually watching snow fall around me from a very leaden grey sky. So although as I was driving across, the sun was out and I was admiring the daffodils lining the side of the road, it's now turned very wintry indeed, but I'm sure that won't hinder our enjoyment of our walk today, which is around New Millerdam in Wakefield, just on the outskirts of the city centre. It's a lovely natural haven for wildlife, which hopefully we'll encounter today. New Millerdam is featured in our latest Break Free pack, which is a series of accessible trails in the Wakefield area, which at time of recording is imminently going to be published. So hopefully you'll be able to check out that very soon. It will be available on Open Country's website, where you can also find more of these audio walks. So that's opencountry.org.uk. We've also got some planned for Leeds and some new ones for the Harrogate area as well. So it's exciting to have them all laid out ready to be published ahead of us. Anyway, I think the snow shower's passing now. I can start to see chinks of blue in the sky once more. So without further ado, let's put our best foot forward and enjoy the sights, sounds and smells of New Millerdam. You'll be pleased to know that the sun's come out after that brief, sharp snow shower. It's now looking more like the time of year that it actually is, springtime. Now, on the day of recording, it is actually during the Easter holidays here in the Wakefield area. So I've decided to avoid the main lakeside path for the time being. I've come up into what's known as the Arboretum area, where there are lots of lovely trees growing. Apologies if I sound a little out of breath. The path up to the wood is quite a steep one, so I am just still getting myself together after that climb up the steps. But as that sun hits the trees, it's well worth the climb because it's casting these beautiful shadows across the ground. And with it being early spring, a lot of the trees have their buds on as well, ready to burst forth as the weather finally gets a bit warmer. I've got a line of tall poplar trees on my right-hand side, stretching up skywards towards what is now an increasingly blue sky, much to my enjoyment. And then to the left, there's a less wooded area. It's got much newer trees in, a lot of them dedicated to local people. One of them that I can just glimpse through the trees is bursting with beautiful pink blossom, just adding to the bright nature of this wonderful location. As I turn more to my left as well, I can just about make out the water of New Millerdam, which is glinting in the beautiful sunlight. The bird life is also fully in action up here as well. I've already heard a chiff-chaff chittering. Try saying that when you've had a few. There's plenty of blue tits. I can just hear one of those off in the background there as well. I'm sure we'll hear much more as we venture out further into the country park. We've now left the main New Millerdam Country Park area just for a brief while as we walk along what's known locally as the Cheviot Branch Line, which is an old railway path that links the Transpennine Way that eventually ends up in Barnsley. And in the field to our right-hand side now, there's sheep with newborn lambs, which you may be able to hear bleating in the background. Another one of my favourite signs of spring. All of this new life, not only bursting forth in terms of the buds on the trees, but the new life in terms of the lambs as well. It's lovely to walk along a straight, narrow path like this, because although it's lined with trees at either side, every so often you get glimpses into the world beyond. Usually when you're on a train, in normal circumstances, these scenes just zip by. But when you're on these paths, like the Cheviot Branch Line, and you're just plodding along, walking and taking in the sights, you can just pause every now and again at the gaps in the trees and marvel at the views around you. And over towards the left-hand side, you can see the rooftops of Wakefield City Centre. And in between that, the wonderful treed area of woodland at New Miller Dam. We'll keep on walking along this path for a little while, but then we'll double back on ourselves back into the top end of New Miller Dam, and then we'll head back along the lakeside path, and hopefully a lot of the tourists will have gone home for their cups of tea and whatever it is that they go for. And we might just have a quieter New Miller Dam to experience when we do get to that point. We've just re-entered the woodland at the top end of New Miller Dam. I've just seen a bird in the trees and I'm not entirely sure what it is. It did look like a kestrel, but you wouldn't usually see a kestrel flying through an area of woodland. It may be another bird of prey more suited to a woodland environment. It has settled in one of the trees now, so it's being obscured by the camouflage that the wooded area around us here is providing. But if it does move again, I'll try and get another glimpse of it and see if I can identify it. You may be able to hear a plane flying overhead. We are on the flight path here to Leeds Bradford Airport. So it can get a bit busy in the sky around here. It's not disturbing that bird though. I still can't see any movement from the area where it landed. Anyway, we'll carry on along this woodland path and see if we can find out what it was in a moment. I think the identification of that bird is going to have to remain a mystery. I did continue to keep an eye out for it as we walked past, but to no avail. I didn't see it take off again. It was obviously very stealthy. Anyway, back to it. We're walking now through the lovely wooded area at the far northern end of New Miller Dam. And to my left and right, the beginnings of a patch of bluebells. There's not a huge amount of them out at the moment, but there are one or two flowers just showing their faces and glowing that beautifully lilac-y blue above the green of the shoots underneath. I love seeing all of this new life develop at this time of year and tracking its progress. Of course, as a photographer, I usually keep an eye on the bluebells, making sure that my photo walk that I've got planned later on in the month is scheduled for the perfect point, which hopefully it will be. I usually aim for the last weekend in April every year, which tends to see me very well. And as the development's going at the minute, as I say, we should be on track for that, so it's good to see. The other smell that's very much abundant around here as well is of wild garlic. Again, the flowers aren't quite out yet. They usually burst into beautiful white pom-pom flowers, which really give off a beautiful smell of garlic if you're into that kind of smell. It is a kestrel. It's just landed on the tree next door to me. Would you believe it? I don't usually associate kestrels with being woodland birds, but I suppose we've got quite a bit of farmland around where it can hunt for mice and voles in the undergrowth. It's just perched on a branch now, looking at me, as if to say, what are you doing here? I'm meant to be catching me tea. Well, there's a pair of them. Another one just flown from one tree. They must be following one another in through the wood. It's a lovely sight. Anyway, where was I? Wild garlic, that's it. So as I say, they usually burst into these white pom-pom flowers. They're not quite there yet, they're just in bud. But the leaves themselves are also giving off that beautifully garlicky, pungent smell. Anyway, we'll leave the kestrels to get on with their courtship. Hopefully we'll have lots of little kestrels in a few months' time. And we'll wander back down towards the lakeside here at New Miller Dam. We've made it down to the very blustery, chilly New Miller Dam lakeside. I'm slightly concerned for the recording because where we are at this top end of the lake, where it sort of tapers out, it's probably the most covered and most sheltered area of the lake. We've still got quite a bit of tree cover around us. And as I peer through the trees, there's a pair of swans building their nest, twig in its beak, just helping each other out. Swans usually nest on these big, quite pontoon-like nests, which are quite easy to spot in locations like this because they usually find a sheltered spot near the bank to build this round, twiggy island of a nest. As I say, it's quite overgrown here. In fact, probably during the summer months, you wouldn't be able to see the water because all of the trees will be fully in leaf, obscuring your view. But at this time of year, when it's just buds and no leaves, you do get quite a good view through to see the wildlife in action on the other side, almost like a natural bird hide. May be able to hear in the background, the wind is definitely making those waves lap in at my feet. As I thought, the wind has definitely picked up as we've turned the corner. We've gone past what used to be a pathway across New Miller Dam at the top end, which didn't have any railings on. I always used to walk past thinking that health and safety has a whale of a time with that, but obviously caught up with them now as it's been blocked off at either end with some green metal railings. As New Miller Dam is quite a densely wooded area, all the flanks of the water are dressed with trees. It's a haven for little mini beasts and also fungi as well. I'm just looking at this tree trunk, which is decaying by the side of me. And on it, these bracket funguses. Sort of a muddy brownish yellow fungus clinging to the tree trunk. The reason that they call them bracket funguses is that they look like a bracket holding themselves to the edge of the tree bark. It's a lovely place to come in autumn, actually, is New Miller Dam, where not only do you get the beautiful autumn colours, you get a huge variety of fungus growing on some of this dead wood and on the trees themselves as well, and in the undergrowth. I do hope you can hear me above the wind here. It really is quite blustery. So I think without further ado, I'll wander on and see if I can find a more sheltered spot for the next recording. I think this is the most sheltered spot I'm going to find on the rest of this walk. Just come to an area of the lakeside which is covered in trees. A lot of them just stretching out over the water as if to look like they're almost diving in. But the beauty of that is they are providing a bit of shelter from the wind and the odd flake of snow that continues to fall. Just like the start of this walk, the sky has now gone from that beautiful blue that we had when we were walking through the woods to that leaden grey again. I'm thinking that another snow shower may just be imminent. So it might just be time to wrap this walk up and head back across the dam, back to the car park from where we started the walk, and hopefully avoid the worst of the weather. Before we do, though, I'd just like to share this last little viewpoint with you. It's lovely because these trees are not only providing shelter, but they're also providing a frame to the view beyond, which is beautiful. And it's a really nice way to wrap up what we've experienced here today at New Miller Dam. I can see right across the water to the trees on the other side, a pair of ducks just flying across the water in front of me, really close to the surface. Obviously using the lift from the air, staying close to the water where they'll probably land in a moment. There's also a few coots swimming around and some moorhens as well. Coots, blackbirds with white beaks, moorhens, blackbirds with red beaks. They'll all be like the kestrels were earlier on, getting a bit amorous at this time of year and ready to pair up for the mating season. And soon we'll probably see some humbug-like chicks swimming across the water as well. You can also look back at the little boathouse cafe as well, which is almost looks like a little castle building on the side of the lake. With it being Easter holidays, it was very busy as I walked past today. There was a queue going back down the footpath with people in search of cups of tea and coffee and ice creams. Although why you'd want an ice cream on a chilly day like today, I don't know. And then to the right, there's the end of the path here at New Miller Dam that goes onto the road at the Dam Inn pub. There's an ice cream van there as well. Can't see them doing very good business on a day like today, as I've just said, but there we go. And then the road, which will follow back to the car park on Barnsley Road, where we started the walk from. The sun is just trying to show its face one last time in and amongst the grey of the sky. But I suppose we shouldn't risk any more cold, blustery snow showers. So with that, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to check out opencountry.org.uk for more of these audio walks, and also the break free packs when they become available. And you may even be able to bring one along here to New Miller Dam and experience the sights, sounds and smells like we've done on this audio walk today for yourselves. Until the next audio walk, bye for now.